Welcome to share and join. We want to thank our host, Jake Weinman, making this possible. And a special shout out to the one and only Mitch Green. He's here with us right now for his amazing, amazing, diligent effort and technical knowledge in combining all of these multifaceted talents he has to excel and to elevate Torah through technology to all of us here at shareenjoyment.com. We dedicate tonight's share Le'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, may his neshama have an aliyah, and we thank our sponsor for dedicating the share in his honor. Tonight, I would like to speak about a minhag in Klal Yisrael that relates to Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, in the 13th century, there is a minhag to fast on Friday, Erev Shabbos Chukas. And we are referring to the what's called the Sreifas HaTorah. Happened in the 13th, in the middle of the 13th century, when they collected, there was a gezeira that you're not allowed to learn Torah. And they collected 24 cartloads of Torah Shebichsav, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and its Mefarshim. And this was before the printing press. And every manuscript was very valuable. Every manuscript would have to be copied and would have to be checked. And it was a great effort to have a Talmud Bavli, to have a manuscript, to have a handwritten version. And in France, this came about through an apicurist. There was Rabbi Yechiel Paris. He had a student. His name was Nicholas Donin. And this student was an apicurist. He was thrown out of the yeshiva. And years later, he came back to haunt Rabbi Yechiel, his Rebbe, mi Paris, by explaining to the Catholic Church the secret. This was a watershed moment in history where he explained to them that the secret of the Jewish people is the Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't so much the Torah. They always tried to ban the Torah, and that didn't work. But what the Goyim didn't realize was the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Jews study the Talmud Bavli. This is their life. And if you will suppress, you will prevent the Jews from learning the Torah Shebaal Peh, you will be able to overcome them. And indeed, the Goyim, they seized the Christians, they seized 24 cartloads of the Talmud Bavli, and it really came afterwards, but first they claimed that the Torah was filled with words and ideas, concepts which were against their religion, against Yeshu HaNotzri, and they called for a disputation. And there was an elaborate disputation between Donin. Donin, unfortunately, was Jewish. Donin had at his disposal, he had knowledge of the Talmud, and Rabbi Yechiel Paris with a number of other Talmidei Chachamim were there to defend the Torah. And much of this is written up. It appears in different journals, different Sfarim, tells us the whole dialogue, the whole debate. And ours was it was inevitable. In the end, the Jews, they lost the debate. Not really, they really won the debate, but of course, anti-Semitism would not have it that way. And it was they concluded that the Torah had to be burnt. And on this day, the 13th century, I forgot the exact date, they collected the Sephardim that were seized in France, and they burnt these Sephardim. This was an enormous, enormous tragedy, and
Chazal would go there tainus. On that day was, it was Erev Shabbos, and for all generations they were going there tainus, approximately on the date when it occurred. Shaila, was it a Vav or Tammuz? Was it Tes Tammuz? And it got, it's known as the tainus of Erev Shabbos Parshat Chukas. And it's very unique that this tainus is a tainus that relates to the day of the week and does not relate, is not connected, is not tied to a calendar day. We cannot, don't have any tainus like that. Every tainus that we have in Klal Yisrael, it's connected to a day. Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei. And this fast of Erev Shabbos Chukas, it doesn't depend on the date. Every year the fast is held on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, always on Friday. And the reason is, the reason it's done on Friday is because they asked for a revelation in a dream for them to be told if this was Min HaShemayim, if this was a divine act, or this was just another example of anti-Semitism. Was there a specific message from Shemayim being sent to the Jews living at that time that there was a time? I don't really know what that means. I don't think we really understand what that means, if this was just a random act of anti-Semitism, or if this was a special act of displeasure that they were showing Min HaShemayim to Klal Yisrael. And they asked, it was a very pious person, they asked that he should ask in a dream that it should be told to him what is happening. And he did, he went, he fasted, he prepared, and it was told to him, the pasuk, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. The Targum translates Zois Chukas HaTorah Do Gezeras Oiraisa. This is the Gezerah of the Torah. And they took that as a sign that this is related to Parshas Chukas Paraduma, and they would goyzer a tainis every year to commemorate the burning of the Torah. This was an enormous tragedy, but again, before the printing press, it led shortly thereafter to the expulsion of Jews from France, and there, from there, it spread to all other countries. There was not a country where Jews were not expelled, and this was the first, one of the first, and it was a terrible act of anti-Semitism, which led to many, many problems in the Jewish community. And again, the answer in the dream was, Zos chukas haTorah, do gezeras deoraisa. This is a gezerah. Gezerah has a connotation that it is a decree, a harsh decree upon Klal Yisrael, that they should suffer golus. They should be expelled from the land. They should suffer anti-Semitism for, as punishment for some shortcoming. And it was decided that the fast take place on Friday to make it clear that it is connected to the Parsha of the week, Parshas Chukas. Now, question still is, what does it have to do with Friday? Why is this act, this gezeira, this circumstance that we fast on Friday? Why bedafka Friday? Why not Sunday? Sunday, you know, after Shabbos is over, it begins the following week, and we observe different rules. We observe, we prepare for the Shabbos, and it's considered, the whole week is considered a preview to the coming Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Thursday is the Yomtainus, Monday is the Yomtainus. Friday is not a usual day to pick for a fast. Why Friday? Friday is the, because of Friday, we recognize the next day is Shabbos, and the name of the parasha, the name of the parasha, it's more noticeable. So I would like to suggest that the reason why they made this fast on Friday, Zos Chukas HaTorah, even though it could have been any day of the week, was because in Parashas Chukas, in the sixth Aliyah, there is a special message. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, going to Chazal, there are 6 days, there are 6 work days in the week, there are 7 days of the week. Every day of the week, the events that are hinted to, the events of the day, current events, are hinted to in the Aliyah of the day. Hafoichba, hafoichba, dekulaba. The first Aliyah, if we really knew how to read the world events, we would be able to see that what happens on Sunday in the world, every single event is all alluded to, is all hinted to in the first Aliyah of the week. The first Aliyah from the beginning of the parasha, the Kutel Shem, all of the events of the world that happened take place on Monday are alluded to in the second Aliyah of the parasha. And the third Aliyah, the third Aliyah is Tuesday, the fourth Aliyah is Wednesday, the fifth Aliyah is Thursday, and the sixth Aliyah are the events that happen on Erev Shabbos. In the sixth Aliyah, we read Oz Yoshir Yisrael Es Hashira Hazos. This is a very little shira in this parasha, a very beautiful shira. And the shira begins, it's simply about the well of Miriam. Ali Ve'er Elima, rise up the well and call out to it. Be'er a well, chaforua sorim, that has been dug by princes, korua, that has been hewn by medivei ha'om, by the noble people, bin chokek b'mishan asam, through a lawgiver with their staff. And then a midbar matana, a gift that was given in the midbar as a matana for Klal Yisrael. Referring to the well of Miriam, brought water from people, and the people had what to drink, and it was hewn by the nobles of the people, by Miriam, in the schus of Miriam. We had a well in the Midbar for 40 years. Umi matana nachaliel, umi nachaliel b'mois, umi b'mois hagai asher b'stei mei avroi shapis kov v'nishkof al pei ha'yishimon, it looks over the shimon, names of different places. It's a shir of a song to thank Hashem for providing us water. But on a deeper level, the shira is a shira for Torah. Hoy kol tzomei l'chula mayim. Mayim ein mayim elo Torah. I think Yehuda Chaim tells us over here that the well is really all alluding to Torah. Oz Yoshir Yisrael is a shira hazos. They sang a shira to Hashem. Ali ve'er, rise up the well. Enula, and sing to it, say to it, the well produces water. They were thanking Hashem for the merit of learning Torah in the Midbar for 40 years. Of the air, a well that was dug by princes. The princes are the nobles, the Talmidei Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, the Zakenim, Korua Nedivayam, Ben Chaykek, a lawgiver. The well, the people who are the elite of Klal Yisrael, who teach halacha, they teach Torah, the Mishan Hashem with the staff. From this well, the well of Mayim, Hoy Kol Tzamei L'chul Mayim, U'Mimibor Matana, it was a gift that was given in the Midbar, the gift of Torah. Torah is like the Midbar, and just like the Midbar, it's free. Everyone can excel in it. Torah is munach v'kerem zavis in the corner. Anyone who wants to learn can come and take the Torah, to learn the Torah, and can excel. The Rambam says the Shevet Levi was in charge, was entrusted with leading Klal Yisrael and serving as teachers and guiding Klal Yisrael below Sheva Levi, not only Sheva Levi, even though it was primarily given to them. They did not have land. They did not work. They were entrusted. They were devoted to teaching the Torah. Lo Sheva Levi Bilvah. Anyone who wants to learn Torah, the Torah is there for the taking. From the midbar, from a place of hefker, is a matana to every member of Klal Yisrael. Should have the power, they have the right to draw from the Holy Torah and excel and raise themselves up spiritually in acquiring the benefits, the beauty of the study of Torah. This is what appears in the sixth Aliyah. And in France, in the 13th century, on that fateful day, when the Sefer Torah, when the 24 cardinals of Torah were burnt, the Torah was almost forgotten. They were shortly thereafter expelled from the land. The Shira of the Be'er was silent. The reason why Chazal selected Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas is because on Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas we say the Shira of Torah. And on this day, our enemies have silenced the Torah. Some of the Farshim say that it was 40 days before, on that very same spot, in front of the Church of Notre Dame, in that very same spot, there were some Jews who complained that the Rambam, the holy Rambam, some of his works were apocryphal, and they had took issue with Sefer Magid and the Moreh Mizrachim, and he burnt his works on that same spot in the square of Notre Dame in France. And it was there that Torah was Tuveya, covered of the Rambam, and Exer was handed down in Hashemayim, that there should be disputation and there should be the Srevas HaTorah on that Mokom. The tragic day of history, day when the Torah went silent, the Shiur of the Torah went silent. And every year we fast, there's a minute to fasting on the Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas for this tragedy. Some people fast today, at least to say the Slichas for Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas. And Tisha B'Av, we recite Kina Sha'ali Surufa Va'esh, that was composed by the Maran in Radenburg, commemorating this tragic event. And there he expresses it in some very frightening terms. Maran Radenburg was from the early Mishonim, he was part of the Mishonim, had a very tragic life, but he witnessed this Reifas HaTalmud. But we should remember on Erev Shabbos, it's a Zman when we should appreciate the Torah, a Zman that we can reconnect to the Torah, a day when we can be sakin Srevas HaTorah with a Havas Torah, with learning the Torah, with embracing the Torah, with fulfilling the Torah, and that will somehow will make restitution for what has been lost. Oz Yashir Yisrael is Ashir Hazos, Ali Be'er and Yubah. We cry out the song of the Torah. Hoy Mayim, Hoy Kolt Sane, one who is thirsty. Ruchul Mayim, Ve'ei Mayim, El Torah. Oz Yashir Yisrael is Ashir Hazos, Ali Be'er and Yubah. Appreciation for Talmud Chacham, appreciation for Gedolim, appreciation for Melande, Timoto, Shobel Shabon, the Air Chafurua, Sorin, Korea, Midnam, Ben Chokek, Binish, and Osan. All people are devoted, relating the Nefesh to learning Torah, to teaching Torah, to studying Torah. It's a day to appreciate Torah and to mispalul for the Torah. And they will be Zoycha that this moment catapult us to higher things and greater elevation. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Good night to you all.
Question. When it was a double parsha, Chukas Balak, did they have the same thought process?
Yes.
Because when you do the parshas, then you're reading Balak on the sixth day.
Yes. Actually, it's not so common to do Chukas and Balak together. It's really very weird. How often does it come out? It comes out, it's very, very weird that we read them both together. Most of the time, it's only Chukas alone. But even when Chukas and Balak come out together, it's the same thing. There was a fast day on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for coming and listening. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.